We're going to go to a next interview now. I caught Rocky Friedman, who was at his house, but of course doing his work from home, as we all have to do now. Rocky has had to close the Rose Theater because of the social distancing requirements of our time right now. And everybody who works with an arts organization or lots of other community organizations have to find a way to keep the work that they're doing going in the face of the limitations of our ability to really get together. So I spoke to Rocky Friedman about the Rose, about movies, about what he's doing to keep the momentum of the Rose going. Rocky Friedman, spoke to him a couple days ago. Rocky Friedman on the phone with me, the longtime owner of the Rose Theater on Taylor Street in Port Townsend, a real community institution. Rocky, thank you for taking a little time to talk to me today.
I seem to have a lot of time on my hands these days.
I was thinking that too. That was going to be my comeback. What else do we have but time? So, how many years, remind me again, how many years have you been running the Rose Theater?
This July will be 28 years.
28 years. And since I was not around Port Townsend 28 years ago, did you take over an operating theater or did you rehab a place that used to be a theater to become the Rose?
The Rose had actually closed in 1958. And between 1958 and when we reopened it in 92, it was various retail businesses. One of its last incarnations was the Showcase Bakery. It was a real estate agency, a secondhand store. I think it was a shoe repair. You could have keys made there. So it was a major renovation to bring it back to what it was. So, yeah.
So 1992, that's a long time for that property to be something very, very different than what it is now. It must have been quite a project to turn it into an operating theater.
It was. Actually, my landlord, still the same landlord, Phil and Sandy Johnson. Phil has since passed away, but he, at the time that we were restoring the Rose, he was still a contractor. So he was poised and ready once all the T's were crossed and I's were dotted and money was in hand. So actually we did it in 6 months, which was a remarkable short period of time for bringing back that facility as a theater again.
Yeah. We should at some point really talk about the nuts and bolts of doing that. But I think given the where we are right now in time and what we're all facing, I want to get on to the Rose now.
Okay.
And what I'm doing in talking to people around the community who are affiliated and do different kinds of work with often arts or culture organizations. The Rose is an arts and culture organization, but it's also a thriving business in Port Townsend, and it's one of the hub businesses for all of us, really. So I want to talk to you as a arts supporter and arts purveyor, but also as a business person in terms of the difficulty of keeping this kind of thing going in the situation we're in right now.
Where do I start? Well, let's start with the streaming of movies, which I didn't blaze any trails there. This was already being done by other theaters for about a week or a week and a half before I jumped on the bandwagon and did it. I didn't do it with any expectations of much revenue coming in. I just didn't think it was going to generate that. And I don't have any reports on that and won't probably until later this week or early next week. But I did it primarily to stay in touch with our customers, our patrons. And it was another avenue. And I like that. Before you called, Larry, I wrote an email to one of the distributors that I'm dealing with, and I said, have you given any thought to continuing with this after theaters reopen? And I asked that because years and years ago, when the Rose had a difficult year, I think it was 2014, I learned how important it is to diversify. And at that time, it meant starting our membership program. At that time, it meant starting to sell beer, wine, and cider. And the year before, I had opened the Starlight Room. And so I'm curious to look at the possibility of continuing to stream movies after we've reopened.
Before we go farther in this, let's just make sure listeners who don't know about this streaming project, give us the outline of what happens. What do you do as a movie lover in Port Townsend?
Well, all of the streaming thus far available to independent theaters is from small distributors. A lot of them are documentaries, some are narrative, and they made it available to theaters to do this, and they have done it because theaters like The Rose all over the country, that's their bread and butter. So their income, of course, has been cut, and they wanted to open this up to theaters because fans of independent theaters are already tapped into a group of people who appreciate the movies that these distributors have. So it works for both parties. It works for the distributors. It works for theaters. So if you go to the Rose website, you'll see, I think, about 8 or 9 movies currently. And you click on that and you enter an email address and credit card information, and you have immediate access for normally 72 hours to watch a film. And they're priced from $4.99 to $12, depending on the film. It's a way to be open without being opened. It's actually like to describe it as takeout without the popcorn.
Yeah, takeout without the popcorn. I've wondered if you would be offering takeout popcorn since people love your popcorn.
I've had requests, but I'm not prepared to go down that road yet.
Yeah.
It probably costs me more to be open than what I would generate from it.
Yeah. So this, in a way, works the way streaming services do, that some of the films they make available are films that you pay for and you pay them. And in this case, we're going through the Rose Theater website and we're paying the distributors directly, I guess, and the Rose Theater is getting a portion of that.
In every case, with every distributor I'm dealing with, the Rose gets 50% of the ticket price. So it's a very nice thing that the distributors are doing, and emails that I've received from people and comments from people I've run into, they all love the idea. So the film I was playing at the Rose when we closed was Portrait of a Lady on Fire, a very high-profile movie. I watched it. I loved it. And I said to them, are you thinking of streaming movies as well? And they said, we're working on that right now. You'll hear from us soon. So I'm really interested in seeing if this is an option after we reopen as well.
Yeah. It really expands the source base for films. I know there have been some films that we've been thinking about watching, and they may be a little bit obscure for the mainstream services, and they don't seem to be available out there. And they very well could be available through an art film group like you represent. When you go to this service through the Rose website, does it then, and you decide, okay, I want to watch this movie, does it then send you over to the distributor's website?
Yes, they all use Vimeo. So you click on the appropriate link, and it takes you to the distributor's dedicated Vimeo site. And so that's how it happens. If I can master it, anyone can master it.
Yeah, really. We like to just sit down and get our popcorn and watch the movie in the theater. Gosh.
Yeah.
Or get some food and eat and sit up there in the beautiful starlight. Let's just talk about it as a business. Of course, it's extremely difficult for everybody in the community and everybody who has a business. Everybody is struggling to figure out, how do I make it through this period, and how is it going to be when we come out of this period? Because it appears to be that the coming out of this period of isolation will be a slower process. It's not going to be, well, let's throw open the doors and go back to normal. Normal is not possible at this point.
I mean, we don't know what it's going to be like, but I agree with you entirely, Larry, that it'll be a healing. You know, we, in a sense, we all have COVID-19 because what we're going to be returning to is likely a different normal. And I'm actually, as a business owner, more concerned with the post-closure period of the Rose than what's going on right now. I have been able to secure some loans. I've applied for some grants to help get us through this period. But once we open the doors, I know there will people who will be waiting at the door and anxious to come in and to support us. But I also think a lot of people will be skittish about returning to theaters. I think it's just one of those gathering places people might be hesitant about. And I may have to reduce the number of tickets that I sell in each auditorium to give people that space to feel comfort and feel safety. I feel like I'm going to have to build my business back up again, and that's going to take some time. And if the coronavirus raises its head again in the fall, then this is going to go on for some time. So, yeah, we don't know what it's going to be like other than it's going to be different than what it was.
Yeah, it's a discovery process that's going to happen. I've talked to people in all kinds of businesses that have direct service to customers, that have indirect service to customers, but we all at some point have to be working with people in a room somewhere on a project, on whatever we're doing. And it really is going to have to be reinventing as we go along.
Exactly. And, you know, film production halted. There is no longer a formal release schedule of films for the next 4 or 6 months. It just doesn't exist. You know, I had three what would have been big movies booked, and they were all pulled from distribution, you know, and rightly so.
Right, because, I mean, now the only way they see that, if they really feel like they have to release it, now it has to go to a streaming service. It has to go direct to home video.
I mean, one of the first movies that was pulled from distribution was the new James Bond movie, which is to have opened, I believe, early in April. And that kind of movie is made for an international audience. And one of the largest markets is China. Well, you had 70,000 movie screens closed in China, so it made absolutely no sense for the distributor to open it until that market was open as well. So it's a sense it'll be a new discovery for all of us.
Right. And I didn't think of it really, but you can't make movies like people have Zoom conferences. You can't make movies with people in little boxes, although, you know, people are doing amazing things with that Zoom format, and musicians especially are doing amazing things where they can perform together, but you can't make a movie that way.
Exactly, exactly. It's a collaborative medium, we know that.
In terms of the film festival, I haven't spoken to Jeanette, but I know the Women in Film Festival had to be canceled. They haven't made an announcement or a decision about the September Film Festival. But all around our town, which is so based in festivals and annual events that come around every year, so many have been canceled already for the summer. And, you know, people will still come out to Port Townsend because they want to be there. It's pretty, and it's a lot less congested than Seattle or wherever people are coming from. But the question is, what is there going to be there for people to do?
This is just a tremendous hit to the economy to lose all of the Centrum events. And I don't know if Wooden Boat Festival will be continuing yet or not. You know, I had to cancel my third dance film festival, which was to have been last weekend, so I'll reschedule that. It's major.
What's good is that we know that the isolation, the stay-at-home orders are helping the curve. You know, everybody looks at the flattening of the curve, and there's success to that, but the question is how we come out of it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, just because our governor may give us the order to reopen, I realize that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to reopen if I don't feel it's been enough time for us, or if, you know, our local health department says, no, we're not ready. So, yeah, we'll all have to find our way in this.
Rocky, since my show is called Bring Your Record, always have a slot for a piece of music. If I'm talking to people about what's going on in the community, what's going on in the world, and I asked you to volunteer an idea for a piece of music, and I'm glad that it's something that I had never actually heard of before. So tell us about what the music you chose.
Well, the CD I've brought is called Recomposed by Max Richter. I had not been familiar with him or his work, and it's a reimagining of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. And the piece I've chosen for you to play appropriately is Spring. And I became aware of this because the Dance Film Festival that was scheduled for early April at the Rose and will be rescheduled, it has a dance by choreographer Crystal Pite, whose work I really appreciate. The dance that she has entitled The Seasons Canon, she does to Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, Max Richter's version of it. So I've been listening to it an awful lot. I just love it. And the music and the dance go so well together. So that's the one I wanted to share with your listening audience today. The choreographer's name is Crystal Pite, P-I-T-E. She lives in Vancouver, Canada. And she's actually was a guest at the Rose years ago. The CD is called Recomposed by Max Richter.
Thank you so much for suggesting that. That's a new one to me, and I'm sure we'll be incorporating it into the playlist that we have here at KPTZ. Thanks, Rocky, for everything you do in this community. And I'm sure we'll be talking as things develop over time through the summer and on into the future.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks. Take care.
You too.
Bye.